Blog Talk Radio.
Boom, baby, boom, boom, boom.
Bam, baby, bam, bam, bam.
That reminds me of the Flintstones. Bam, bam.
Bam, 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 bam.
How are you doing, my friend? Awesome, awesome. Welcome to the show, everybody.
I'm doing good. I'm here. Just in case everybody, if anybody's listening, the number to call in is 917-932-1766. Oh, I gave the wrong number. Did I give the right number? I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong number. Oh, yes, I did. I gave the right number. Sorry. I think it's all this medication. Ah! For those of you that don't know, I've been recuperating and getting over a bout of pneumonia, of all things. Jeez.
Ooh, I know, Leslie. Yeah. We can't have that happening again.
No, sir. So anyway, we're talking nutrition. So
yes.
What'd you find out, Rich?
The importance of nutrition. Well, actually, I found this really cool article today. I was telling Leslie that I had found this really cool article on the Huffington Post, which came out in 2011, but I had did a Google search because, you know, you could find everything on Google. I mean, everything. You can put in stupidest words and you find it, actually, but I won't go there. But I found this. I said, let thy food be thy medicine, because, you know, you hear that a lot in, you know, health and wellness circles and stuff like that. And I found this article by the Huffington Post. I think that is such a funny name, Huffington. Kind of like Huffington.
Yeah.
And it's an actual article that says, let thy food be thy medicine, top 10 healing foods of the decade. And it's pretty slick. It gets into some really cool stuff about the top 10 healing foods, just what it says. I thought that was so important because it ties into what we're going to talk about on
mm-hmm.
the show.
Mhm. Well, what were the top healing foods?
Well, it basically stated this. It said many fruits, vegetables. Well, basically, it says the healing properties of food have been reported by cultures worldwide throughout history, which is true. Because if you think about it, there's a book out now, and I think it's a movie too. It's called the China Study, and Pure Plant Nation. And it says, however, it talks about like the past decade has presented an explosion of clinical research, which actually shows specifically what health benefits foods can offer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest thing it talks about, which you and I both already know, many fruits and organic, preferably, and non-GMO, many fruits, vegetables, and unprocessed whole foods have properties that can benefit, you know, our health, like. And they get into a lot of things, you know. I mean, people think they can't get protein from plant-based diets and stuff like that because some people can't handle meat. So, you know, they got some superfoods in there, which they actually talk about, the top 10 superfoods. And, I mean, it's a whole bunch of stuff. In fact, I'll go into it more in detail as, like, we go through the show, but I'm going to pull up the list of them. Honey, they talk about honey. Honey is really good. I mean, some people, you know, I guess that's questionable too for some people because of diabetes and stuff like that.
And then
there's blueberries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The berries.
And
the reds and blues, berries.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and the reason behind that is because they have the highest levels of antioxidants. They're talking about blueberries and reducing diabetes risk and, you know, basically slows down the aging process. And then they have salmon. Of course, you want wild salmon, non-farmed, non-GMO. And then they have green tea, broccoli. I love broccoli. Oh, I love broccoli. Walnuts are really, really good, too. Walnuts are the ones that look like a brain.
Yep.
And they're considered like brain food.
Yep.
If you only
eat the right side of the walnut, you'll be more creative.
Interesting.
I made that up.
I know. I was going to say, because you know I'm a right and a left half thinker. I got to see it. In order for me to analytically understand it, I have to see it in pictures and sound and everything on the right side. I got to understand that. So then they got spices, good for anti-inflammatory, reduces cancer and all that cool stuff. Cinnamon basically helps. Ginger, you know, they get it all that. Pomegranate is real good too. Dark chocolate, which would be, what is that called, cacao? It's a cacao. That's really good because it's a cacao chocolate because it's really high in antioxidants.
Uh-huh.
Yogurt, yogurt because it has vitamins such as B2 to B12 and minerals, all this stuff.
Well, I heard an argument lately that yogurt's really not that good.
Yeah, and you know what? It's interesting you said that because I personally cannot tolerate I don't utilize dairy products. I take stuff that gives me, for me personally, because of my physiology,
right.
I don't tolerate dairy. And it doesn't. It's not like it's lactose intolerant. What it is I just found, when I found out what, yeah, I'm just speaking for myself now, not anyone else. But
right.
I just, when I found out what it was and what they do to it, and then also I would get, if I ate yogurt, you know, funny thing you said that about yogurt, because every time, I would wonder why my mind would get really cloudy every time I would eat yogurt. It would literally get really foggy. And then I made the connection one day because I was like all sharp and, you know, all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And then I had me a little bit of some kind of yogurt. And then the next thing I know, I was like, oh, man, I feel really sluggish. My mind's not sharp.
Yeah.
My vision's fuzzy. And it was like it was clogging. I felt like whatever was in it was causing clogging at my organs.
Yeah.
Isn't that strange?
Well, the argument I just recently heard is that because it's manufactured by food companies, which actually have no, what's the word I'm looking for? They're not managed. They're not regulated, so they can put just
mm-hmm.
about anything on their labels. The thing is that they don't. They claim to have natural. What's the name of that stuff that helps with your intestines? Bacilla. You know what I'm talking about, Rich. What's it called?
Talking about the are you talking about the good bacteria?
Right. It's supposed to have good bacteria.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I can never pronounce.
Right.
I never could pronounce that, but
I
know exactly what you're talking about.
But you know what I'm talking about because I always hear, well, if you're taking an antibiotic, you should eat yogurt because of the good
intestinal flora.
Right. That has in it. Well. The argument I recently heard about is that they lie and they don't put nearly the percentage that they should so that the it would, you know, work on your intestine. So it's basically sugar and dairy product and very little of the good flora.
Right.
So
well,
I'm not eating that. I'm not going
right,
there.
And you know, I'm not going there, boyfriend. You're
no.
So funny. No, but that is so true, Leslie. It's really, I mean, quite frankly, it's nasty. It's nasty. And then you know the stuff that they always do and they put out there. I mean, for the most part, what they say is not necessarily true, and what is really out there or really in the food. You know what
well,
I mean?
That's not true.
Well, you know, it's interesting you said that, too, because I read something. I was watching some educational food, nutrition, whatever it was, probably about a couple of weeks ago or something like that. And one of the things that they were talking about was monosodium glutamate, or MSG. They were talking about how, you know, people lobbied to have it removed. But the food industry got really smart because what they turned around and did was they decided to the government kind of the FDA or something like that allowed them to change how they were putting this artificial type of they have new names basically now. It's no longer just MSG.
Yeah,
it now comes in other forms and other names, but it's the exact same thing. And I thought, man, that is just awful. You know what they're doing to people. Because that
is
stuff
awful.
It's disgusting and it's not safe.
I know. So the unfortunate part is, if you look at the American diet and what they advertise on TV with food and restaurants, it's like all the wrong stuff.
Exactly.
None of it is really good for the body. And,
right.
You know, when you talk about diabetes, it took like 4 months for my sugar levels to get normal. 4 months. Now, you tell somebody who's on diabetes and they go on a diabetic diet and they're telling them to eat stuff that they shouldn't be eating. They should just cut out all sugar, period, read their labels, and eat the stuff that you rattled off on that list. You know, food is medicine. And but they don't do it because they're addicted to sugar.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting you said that too, because the woman that shared the sugar addiction. The first time I ever heard that was from a couple of people. One of them was a woman that introduced me to Shackley years ago, Leslie. And she said that about sugar, how it's addicting. And then she also stated something like, there was another guy that I knew that he was more of a radical. He wasn't necessarily in Shackley, I don't think, but this guy was like, he looked like one of the guys that lived out there in the woods. And he had his beard all the way down, and he had this wild look in his eyes like he was a mountain man. But he was just, he was really hardcore into eating clean. He was a very, I believe he was a very clean eater, and he was always talking about cleanses and stuff like that. But I remember he said sugar was a drug, I mean, or just addicting. And you know, and it's sad because, you know, I don't even have sugar in my, I have honey and I have, what's that other one called? Raw agave. I have organic agave nectar and I just have honey. But I want something, like if I want to make me a cup of tea or something like that, I have either ginger or, you know, cinnamon or, you know, chamomile, and I put honey in it instead, you know, and then stuff like that. What do you
That's
think about raw
have.
Apple cider, organic?
I use honey, and actually as we talk, I'm drinking a green tea because I just read some cool stuff about green tea.
Oh, well, let's hear. Come on, share. Please do tell.
Well, I was curious because I don't know what I was watching. I got hooked into watching this presentation online about the four nutritional suggestions that this doctor recommended, and one was the digestive enzymes, lipase, amylase, and there's the other one I can't think of. Green tea extract, because it actually helps with losing weight and several other things, losing weight. And another organic that I can't even pronounce because it's from a root flower or something that helps to curb your appetite. And then there was one other. What was the other? Oh, it was the good flora in the correct amount that your body needs. So the green tea, I was really curious about it. So I was looking for green tea, and apparently Shackley has a product called the Boost. Is it Shackley Boost? There must be a Metabolic Boost.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Metabolic Boost, that's one of them. I think if that's one you're talking about.
But that has, I was looking at the ingredients, and green tea extract is one of the ingredients.
Oh, yeah,
so,
the Metabolic Boost. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. That Metabolic Boost is no joke, Leslie.
Yep.
I haven't taken it personally, but I was thinking about ordering it.
Yeah, so, you know, what the green tea has a little bit of caffeine in it, but the green tea, the way they make it is that they steam it because it has polyphenols, which are really, really good for the body. And they steam it, and then they actually fry it in the frying pan to make the tea out of it, which I thought was interesting.
Really?
And all these this green tea can actually help with cancer, can help you lose weight, can help lower blood pressure, and a host of other things. So you know what I did? I went and I made me some green tea.
You know what? That's interesting, too, because you know what's also really good, too, that actually helps? I mean, that has properties in it that actually helps with weight is also green tea is definitely a big deal. Yeah, for sure. Also,
right.
Believe it or not, black seed oil is really good. I take usually 2 tablespoons of it a day. I take once in the morning, typically before I have a breakfast or whatever.
Well, what exactly is black seed oil?
Black seed, like as in the color black.
Black seed oil. What does that do?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's the remedy that will knock anything out of your system. And I don't know why I didn't tell you about that the other day too. But that black seed oil will knock. It works as a natural antibiotic. It actually helps to regulate hormones. It helps to, everything you can think of. There are so many benefits of this black seed oil that I actually order it. I order at least a couple of bottles, and they last me for a couple of months. I get it on Amazon because Shockley, of course, doesn't have that yet.
Well, Amazon got everything.
Well, you know, there was a guy that actually turned me on. I knew about black seed oil a couple years back, but I just never really embraced it and understood it until this year. I really started digging deeper, and I realized that you take some of that stuff and you've got something going on in your body, and you take about a teaspoon twice a day of that stuff, it'll help to knock it out. And then the other thing I was going to mention to you, too, is Shockley's got their Optiflora, and their Optiflora is their whole probiotic kit that's good, that has millions of billions of these good bacteria for your colon. I always order that, too, and keep that on handy, because what it is that you can buy the little pearls by themselves, or you can buy it as a kit that actually has the food that feeds the bacteria, and those pearls. There are so many testimonials, Leslie, of people that have had children. I've talked to them, and they've had children that were sick or had ear infections and things like that. And they gave them this, they put this little baby that the doctor put tubes in their ears, and the tubes didn't help for their ear infections. It just made them, and they had fevers, and they gave them all these antibiotics, you know, which are resistant. So what they did was they gave the baby some of the Shockley Optiflora. They sort of increase in the intestinal flora.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah, the infection went away. And I learned something last year, Leslie. I think it was last year or 2 years ago. And you know this already, but 70% of our immune system is in our colon.
Yep.
The other thing I do every day, too, is are you familiar with Bragg's apple cider vinegar?
You know, I've been hearing a lot about apple cider vinegar lately.
Yeah, Bragg's, it's called Bragg's Organic Apple Cider Vinegar. And,
how do you spell that?
B as in boy, R as in Romeo, A as in apple, G as in go, S as in Sarah.
All right.
Bragg's. But you want to get the organic. You can get it on Amazon, too, by the way. Or you can buy it at the supermarket right off the shelf, you know, when you go shopping. But I always have a full bottle, and I'm running out of one. And you want to make sure you get the organic, I think that's the only way it comes, organic Bragg's apple cider vinegar with the mother in it. Don't mess with my mama.
With the mother
in it?
What is that?
Yeah, well, you know what? The only way to tell you what it is, you know, I actually have it here. I could just kind of like read it. Or I can Google it, but what they talk about was the mother is there's it makes it more potent, and it has a lot more. And you want unpasteurized, but with the mother is actually I think it has something to do with the raw enzymes that are in it, and you know how important enzymes are for us to have in our body. So I usually do, think of it in terms of it's in the purest form, it's got the most enzymes in it. And I may not be given the actual technical definition of it, but the mother is really, really important to make sure you get it when you order it. It has to say organic, unrefined with the mother in it. And you can see it. The mother is like a little film in the bottom of it, like when you see it. And I always shake it up. And I do a tablespoon and a half in 8 ounces of purified water once first thing in the morning when I wake up. And then I do it again at night before bed. And I also take a teaspoon of black seed oil. So
what's the black seed oil from?
It comes from, and I should too because I take it every single day. Basically, what black seed oil is it comes from cumin seed, and they call it the seed of blessing. And what it is, basically, it's rich in like polyunsaturated fatty acids. It has a linoleic acids, omega 6s, omega 9s, and it's it has a lot of properties where it actually helps with the digestion and the respiratory system. It helps to promote a healthy immune system. I mean, people that have taken it have had so many different positive benefits from it. It's simply incredible.
Wow. Huh. Interesting. Wow.
Yeah, it works really well. I mean, I'll put it this way. I was skeptical about it until I started doing my research. And, of course, everything you can find on Google. And so I did my research, and I started looking around, and I started seeing testimonials, and you know it doesn't have the greatest taste, but it's not rancid or anything like that, and it's not like castor oil, because I know we had a great aunt that used to give us castor oil, and she used to give us castor oil.
Oof.
Have you ever heard of juniper tar? If you look up juniper tar,
what is it?
I mean, it's called juniper, like juniper tree, I guess, or plant, and it's tar. It's black. It's black. It comes from a plant or a tree. That's all I know. And all I remember is when we were growing up as kids, Leslie. If we got a cold. You know that sad song from Mary Poppins, just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down? She would put a spoonful of sugar, I'm not kidding you, and we would just close our nose because we knew it was coming. And she would drop this black tar on this, and it was not a teaspoon, it was a tablespoon.
Oh my goodness.
Would just saturate it there, and we just knew. The sugar helped you to take it,
right?
But and when we would get it, you get that sweet taste of the sugar, and then all of a sudden it was like that cold was like, I'm out of here. That cold was like, I am out of here. Those folk remedies and those old remedies, home remedies, those family remedies, they work.
Yeah,
they work better than
funny.
Anything else that's out there. I know, but that cold was gonzo, baby. It was like, boom, baby, I'm out of here.
I can just picture all you kids being lined up one by one and then putting that spoon of sugar and juniper tar. Woo! Oh, and the faces you probably made afterwards, like, oh, baby.
I know. Isn't that something?
Wow. I never
got
that.
Yeah, well, Leslie, I'll tell you what, it worked, though. My great aunt, she was so wise, Leslie. I mean, she taught us so much, and we always ate really, really good foods and stuff like that. And she just took really good care of us. We never had issues at home. And You know, she made sure that we were taken care of, and we ate meals. We ate meals every single day. You know, she cooked me. I mean, home cooked meals. You know.
Well.
I mean, from scratch. Oh, Leslie, I got to find out my sisters. I'm still trying to figure out how they did it. My great aunt used to make these homemade sourdough biscuits. I'm talking about Pillsbury ain't not had nothing on her, honey. She made these homemade sourdough biscuits that she could have sold, Leslie. They were, it's making me hungry right now thinking about it. I think we should probably change the subject.
Well, you
anyway,
get the recipe.
Well, you know what? She took it to the grave with her because there has to be someone in the family that has it. But it was homemade from scratch. We're talking about she did everything, made the biscuits from the flour, the yeast. I remember there were days where it would be, she'd have all these pans in her kitchen all over the place with these biscuits on it, and they were rising. And the smell, I was just saying.
Wow.
I know, but that all ties to nutrition. I mean, you know, eating a really well-balanced meal, healthy meal, with the right amounts of, you know, fruits and vegetables, and I'm not against people eating like meats or anything like that. Of course, you know, studies have shown that if we have a significant portion of our diet that's plant-based, then we're going to benefit so much better in the long run, you know.
Yeah.
And then a small portion of it should be carnivorous.
Yeah.
I know my little phrases, right?
Well, this is an interesting conversation that we're talking about because we're talking about, you know, food is medicine, and Shackley was an early believer of that. And I'm just grateful that, you know, when Roger Barnett took over, that he carried through, you know, the philosophy of Shackley, you know, and kept it. And he didn't change it up, you know.
Yeah, and you know what? And he has. I mean, he knows a good thing, too, because, you know, the guy comes from a billionaire family who's a family of investors. And also, he was the founder of a company. I don't know if they're still around, or called Beauty.com. I don't know if they still own it or it's in their part of their holdings. But they had created Beauty.com, which was extremely successful. And then, of course, you know, he said he spent 5 years and $20 million looking for a company. And 5 years and $20 million, Leslie, that's a lot of money to spend in 5 years. So, you know, you figure, that's like over $4 million. About five times four is 20, yeah. So he spent about $4 million a year.
Wow.
You know? And then he said, and he found Shackley. I'll never forget the very first video that I saw of him when he actually made the purchase, which was like, it was over $300 million. It was close to $500 million of his own money that he used to purchase this company, and he bought Shackley worldwide. And it's been over 10. It's been over 10 years. It's been over 10 years since he's owned the company.
Yep.
And I've seen you and I both have seen so many, because you actually came on board around the time that he had.
Yeah,
he
did. I did. Yep. Around 2005. Yep.
Yeah, because he bought the company in 2004. And I'll never forget that. I'll never forget it, Leslie. It was the most exciting time. And it still is, because it just gets better every year. But, yeah, Shackley, yeah, it has you know, what you were just saying about Shackley being a company that has the best products that are out there, and that they put a lot of money in research and development and protecting their products from harmful contaminants, and all they're scrutinized every single raw ingredient that comes in. They will reject their batches and send them back if there's an issue with them. You know, I got to tell you something. Can I share this little story with you?
Yeah,
it's
we're
just
almost
a real
running
quick
out
story.
Of time, though. Oh my gosh!
I know what
we
this
got.
Is 30. Good.
We
You'll
got
like
32 seconds. We got 32:29 seconds.
Oh wow, we do, Leslie. Oh my goodness, it is almost that time. Well, real quick, I'm going to save this for our next one because we're literally on the half hour. So, any last words, my friend?
Well, just tune in, everybody. Our conversations get better and better. We'll be having some interviews down the road. And, oh, my gosh, it's about ready to cut us off, Richie. So you, just
good
hang
night,
in
everybody.
Here. You, good night, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
Love
all righty.
It.
Oh, dear. We just can't shut up.